We are I. Good morning, everybody. We're about to take a trip down a shitty part of memory lane in a dark part of our recent history. COVID-19 and its vaccines. So, I found this to be pretty interesting because I've been softly following this story because it's been brought up in the House of Commons. There's MPs actually talking about it and kind of wanting some answers, and I'll just blow through a few headlines here to kind of give you a little bit of, you know, thousand feet in the air, sky high context of this. So DNA contaminants in COVID vaccines are beyond the pale. Florida Surgeon General explains the call for vaccine halt. Florida Surgeon General's warning to halt use of mRNA vaccine shots based on Canadian study. Health Canada responds to MPs' questions on SV40 DNA sequence in Pfizer's vaccines. SV40 DNA in Pfizer BioNTech shot, Health Canada leaves many unanswered questions. DNA contamination in COVID-19 vaccines may explain rise in cancers, clots, autoimmune diseases, says a pathologist. Billions of copies of residual DNA in a single dose of COVID-19 mRNA vaccine reprint. FDA should recall adulterized Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, says Robert Malone. Health Canada confirms undisclosed presence of DNA sequence in Pfizer shot. Now, there's been a recent revelation. The reason why I want to talk about this is because there's been a recent There's been a recent crossroads in this where it's been discussed and known, but now they know because of a Freedom of Information Act and a little bit of due diligence here in Canada, they found that Pfizer deliberately misled Health Canada and Canadian scientists and told them it wasn't. And the reason why this is interesting is because Health Canada, has never approved any vaccine that has this SV40 in it. And this is based on an American analysis of Canadian policy. So this isn't like Blake's bro science being like, oh, well, I did my research and it turns out Health Canada hasn't. It's like, no, this is the United States looking into this because all this information is coming out through Canada. So again, like, how many times can we show that Pfizer has done some shady shit when it comes to these vaccines? They've lied countless times. Now, as we've known for the last couple of years, they've been putting things in these vaccines that they weren't disclosing that are harmful and were known to be harmful to people and exacerbating cancer risk. And especially if you already have cancer, making your cancer worse. Like, we've known this. This is why it's banned here in Canada. Why they would never approve anything like that. And the irony behind this is that if you have, you know, like this emergency use authorization, that if you can prove malice in that sequence, that there is no longer legal protection. Well, now we can. And we've had many times. But still, it's like, this is where it's going to take a long time for these lawsuits to work their way through the courts, because not only is it slow, but this is obviously something that Pfizer is going to fight tooth and nail, and it's going to take a long time. But again, the proof is in the pudding. The emails are out now. The emails have been handed over, you know, from Health Canada in their conversations with Pfizer, and it's been proven that they've lied. So Canada may play a pivotal role in getting some compensation for all of this. But then what would a court do, you know, protect the ceiling of the liability? Because that's happened before. And then it turns out like that after lawyer fees and court costs, like everybody gets like $2. But to give you a little bit of, you know, like just a little bit of information on this SV40, you know, and this comes from PubMed. So this is, again, this is not Blake's Bro Science, and you'll be able to tell fairly quickly just simply by the language in this. But out of the abstract of the article here, Emergent Human Pathogen, Simian Virus 40 and its role in cancer. So the abstract from that, the Simian Virus 40 is a known oncogenic DNA virus, which includes primary brain and bone cancers, malignant mesothelioma. Oh, you can tell that it's 4:32 in the morning, can't talk, and lymphomas in laboratory animals. Persuasive evidence now indicates that SV40 is causing infections in humans today and represents an emerging pathogen. A meta-analysis of molecular, pathological, and clinical data from 1,793 cancer patients indicates that there's a significant excess risk of SV40 associated with human primary brain cancers, primary bone cancers, malignant mesothelioma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Experimental data strongly suggests that SV40 may be functionally important in the development of some of those human malignancies. Therefore, the major types of tumors induced by SV40 in laboratory animals are the same as those human malignancies found to contain SV40 markers. The Institute of Medicine recently concluded that the biological evidence is of moderate strength that SV40 exposure could lead to cancer in humans under natural conditions. This review analyzes the accumulating data that indicates that SV40 is a pathogen which has a possible etiologic role in human malignancies. Future research directions are considered. So, again, read into it what you want. I know I kind of stumbled my way through that, a little tongue-tied here at now 4:33 in the morning. But you kind of get the point. You kind of get the point why Health Canada is just like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, we can't have any of this SV40 in anything that we're putting into Canadians. And nobody worldwide should want to have this in there either because of the fact that it exacerbates cancer. Well, wow. What do we know from excess desk and the amount of skyrocketing super cancer? Interesting, right? It's well known and well documented now that all these cancers have, all the cancers that have come back, that have been shown to be malignant, benign, like they're not growing, they're fine. Like these cancers are in remissions that are coming back in like a tornado-like tsunami storm. And then people who have cancers are getting worse. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, wow, this SV40 is in here. And it's just like, this is the primary concern, is that it makes cancer worse. So, cancer getting worse. Provable and documented. Something that we know makes cancer worse. So, cancer getting worse. People being forced to take something that makes cancer worse. Can you draw a correlation there? Can you see any kind of pattern? Can you see anything there that might be a little suspect to you? Do you know somebody that has cancer that's taken one or two or three of these vaccines? Should you be worried? Should you be worried on your own that if you, you know, have tumors or cancer growing in the body that you don't know that, you know, has may accelerated that? Well, because we know that these COVID vaccines, no matter what the maker, we know that they exacerbate heart conditions. So if you have an underlying moderate heart condition, has it exacerbated and accelerated that? Well, we have the evidence to show that, absolutely. Same thing with effects on the kidneys. Well, now we might kind of know why. And again, this isn't being a secret. This has been floating around the news for a long time. And the fucking gross part about this is that they are still promoting the use of this shit. Still. Even though that they know this shit is in there, they're still promoting its use. And knowing that Health Canada would never, ever approve the use of any product that has this in there. And they know it's in there. And they're still promoting its use. And even with populations where COVID is not even at risk, as we know, like with children, the worst part is they know that this SV40 exacerbates cancer and they are promoting it to people with cancer. How fucked up is that? Like, think about that. How fucked up is that? You are literally handing people a potential death sentence and you don't even fucking care. It's wild to me. I'm going to bang in the end because the thing is, I'm just going to get into these like endless rants now because it just blows my fucking mind. But just think about that. Think about what's still happening to this day. And this is how bad our population, this is how bad things have got. That you can't even recognize now. There's this thing that potentially is exacerbating death. And you still want to tell people they should take it.